This is the We Gathered Here podcast. Welcome to Managa. My name is Mim Hutta Dozier, and I'm a member here at Managa, the Stadium Lutheran Church. I grew up here, up north, as referenced for ages by now. Our congregations used to be Westside and Wolf Lake, and the early 2000s brought about a transition to form a melded congregation in Managa. There's much history, both from a lifetime ago and from more recent years. And we are grateful to have been preserved in faith together. Many prayers are sent up for loved ones and friends who have left the path, as we hope there is yet time for grace and repentance. Congregation life here is dynamic, and our membership is family-centric, such that two or three or even four generations share the same benches. Grown siblings return to raise families here. Young married couples, middle-aged parents, elders, and a wealth of children and youth are here together. Tonight, we sit together Josh Byman, Matthew Byman, Amy Savala, Michelle Nevela, Susie Hillstrom, and I, as we visit through some of these different dynamics and the roles that we share here. Back to Josh. How did you end up in Managa?
I left home in Longview in the early 2000s. And ended up making my way out here in search of work. It was a pretty easy place to come to with a lot of family. My grandparents were here in Managa for many years.
Who are your grandparents?
Reno and Marion Gentleman.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. And, aunts and uncles and cousins and lots of friends from when we'd come out here as kids to visit. It was a pretty easy transition.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you guys are here. Matthew, how'd you end up here?
Similar to Josh, moved for work. I grew up in the cities, Elk River Congregation, Rockford Congregation. After college, we spent a couple of years in Water County, South Dakota, and then I've been trying to get into a major power sports manufacturer, so thought maybe a path there was to get into one of their suppliers, which that happened to work out here. I might be stuck. We'll see.
You're still working for the company?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's maybe a little bit of a longer commute, an hour and 15 minutes, but that's actually not very abnormal for up here. A lot of folks work in construction, and oftentimes they're driving over an hour to various job sites just because everything's so spread out.
Right.
I don't have a lot of family connections up here, but my wife happens to be one of Norman Charlotte Hillica's granddaughters.
Okay.
And so our kids are related to just about everybody in the congregation.
Fun. Good. Amy.
We moved here in 2008, but with both my husband's family and my family having deep roots here, we wanted to get out of Phoenix and raise the kids up here.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been here a while. Nice.
Why should I add it? We moved up here in 2021.
Okay. Michelle?
So I'm a little different in the fact that I grew up here, went to the little Westside Church. But then graduated, and at that time was expected you just move, had to move somewhere bigger, find a job somewhere else. So did that, traveled around, eventually got married, and then my husband in 2004 decided that he should look for a job up here, and he could come up here. And it's a great place to raise kids, so
yeah,
it's been a good move.
Nice. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised up here as well, and I went to the Wolf Lake Church, so only got to see Michelle on special occasions. yeah, I did the same as Michelle. Well, I mean, I went to Finland right after high school, so I, like, split the country. But, but yeah, no, that was good, and then I moved back, and then moved to Detroit, and then back, and then got married, and we came here. We were living in Managa and went to school and then went to the cities for a bit. Then when it was time for our kids to start school, we thought kind of wanted the small town life over the city life. So Aaron found a job up here, and now we're here to stay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you guys are one of the examples I was thinking of with generations on both sides.
Oh.
Like many generations in the same congregation, which is really neat. Matthew, you kind of came into town, and how did you end up where you are serving in a different capacity like that?
Well, if I think back to the first Sunday I came here, it would have been the day before I started my job. I had a place to stay with my wife's uncle as we were looking for housing and whatnot. But that Sunday, there happened to be morning church and then an afternoon congregation, like a parents' discussion or something like that. So nothing else to do. I came to that and they needed a song leader. And hey, you know, a song lead? Okay.
Day one.
All right. So yeah, I've been, I guess, you know, involved in quite a few different areas in the church, on the music committee. As soon as choir got started up, which has been kind of a, seems to come and, at least from what I've heard, seems to come and go as the choir directors do, as they move here and then move away. When that started up again, was that maybe late 21 or 2022? No, that was, we're living an hour and 15 minutes away, but that was important enough to me that I was there.
Yeah, thanks.
And then that delved in also into starting a kids choir here to help share that love of music and whatnot with other generations. And then, yeah, was asked to serve on a couple different committees. And then more recently, I suppose almost a year ago now, asked to serve as a speaker in the congregation. It's been busy, but a good busy.
Yeah. And you live closer now.
Yeah. Yeah, the last almost two and a half years now, we've been just three blocks north of the church, so.
Yeah. I've seen your little girls running down the road to services in the morning.
Yep.
Have fun.
They complain about having to walk to church sometimes, but I'm not going to grab on the side poles.
All right. Yeah.
They'll get used to it.
They'll get easier as their legs get longer. Amy.
The roles that I do in this church.
Yeah, you've been the preschool teacher forever.
The Sunday school, preschool. Yep. And I do the kids' Bible class. Yep. And I like to do the bookstore. I enjoy that. And like everybody else here, we're on the cleaning committee and home services committee and the coffee committee. So.
She busy? Yeah.
I enjoy being busy, though.
Yeah. I didn't realize how fun, you know, I mean, I work a lot and have kids and everybody, didn't realize how fun, like, the different meetings would be, you know, the first thing I was asked to do was at the kitchen committee, and I didn't even know how to turn the coffee pot on. I was like, really scratching the bottom of the barrel. But the socializing in there just makes it, you know, the work is so nominal. Like, you could really call it work in there, but you're just visiting with whoever happens to be on your group, and you hear all these interesting things from people you might not have sit down with. Michelle?
Yeah, I'm on the youth committee, and I teach the simple. Yeah, I work at school. Well, now I'm in the elementary office, so I don't see as many high schoolers, but from 2012 to 21, I worked in the whole school. Actually, I worked in Sabika and Monaga, so
okay.
I could keep my eye on a lot of people and a lot of things.
Have your ear to the
I think it's good for people to just be aware of the trends going on, where their kids are, who their kids are with, what their kids are doing. Aaron's a little bit better at me at staying up, you know, to do the late night talks with the kids, because I don't know, I just get tired. But yeah, the good thing is now Nicole has, where she, you know, has flexible scheduling or whatever, so she's home for lunch, so. It's been fun. I feel like I can connect,
mm-hmm.
you know, just have more one-on-one time with her. Mm-hmm. So I go home for lunch and she's there. And just to have an open house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at our house, we either have no kids or 20 kids. You know, like there's no like in-betweeners or whatever. But all the kids, everyone feels welcome to come over, you know.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Yes, yeah. You know what they're doing then. They're at your home.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, you know? Like, no, this last summer, I, like, ordered all kinds of syrups and whatever, you know, because they're into the fancy drinks and whatever. So yeah, after church, Nicole and all her friends come over and, you know, get the ice and do their pumps and do their whatever. And you just kind of feel like, hey, okay, fun. And that's who's coming over today. Okay, good. Oh, good. I'm glad they came over, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have noticed the same thing too as my kids have gotten older. The most free conversation you could ask for is coming after like 11:30. Like, I might be too brain cells active, but if they're paying attention, you'll hear something worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah. But Aaron is good at taking the 15-minute power nap.
Okay.
You know, so he can take a little snooze and then he's good to go for a while.
Yeah.
I can't do that. It's like, it's free bedtime and I just go to bed.
Back to you, Josh, and your many roles.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's probably not as many roles now as it used to be or has been at different times. Yeah, you know, over the years served on a handful of different committees. Sometimes many committees at one time. For probably 12, 13 years I've served on the Board of Trustees. And probably the last 4 or 5 years anyway, I've served as a assistant treasurer. And then served on pretty continuous for quite a few years on the fundraising and finance committees. Served in various other roles as well. But, you know, over the years you find that sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming and it's okay to step away from certain things and prioritize those jobs that you're asked to do. There's many other gifts in the congregation that can help fill in some of those roles. But one of my prayers has been to be found in the center of God's kingdom. And it seems that when we're asked to serve and we're able to serve with a willing heart, that's where we are found, in a warm and comfortable place there. In the middle of the flock.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way to invest your time.
Mm-hmm. You
know, I found there's maybe 5 minutes or a couple hours here or there that goes to a good end, better than me laying on my couch and looking at Facebook or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, further something, or maybe ease somebody else's umpteen tasks. But so I guess, you know, what would you like other people to know about coming here? Like, you know, sometimes being a really family-centric area, you know, we all have people we've grown up with, some of us more than others, you know. But somebody coming in who maybe doesn't know anybody or who's sort of baffled by this huge herd of children running out the front door, you know, what would you like them to know about this congregation? Who should they seek out first? Who's, you know, where do they start getting to know people?
No, going back to the last question, I was thinking of everything I've done through the years, because right now I don't feel like I'm doing a whole lot, but maybe I'm getting to be retired. But kind of when you first move here, you're kind of given a lot of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we moved here right when they were starting the Monaga congregation. So mm-hmm. I was ended up being the head of the whole kitchen into the new church. And, you know, back then we had a lot of elders that were very active. And
mm-hmm.
so getting to know them through the kitchen work. And then I did the office work for a few years. And that was actually I really liked it because you really knew what was going on all the time. You were just kind of in the center of everything, new people, you knew. You weren't shy to go talk to anybody really because you had a reason to say something. But for now, when you're kind of not in it as much, it's pretty easy to fade into that role. But talking about kids choir, I guess my role now is more getting my kids to events. You know, they're starting to want to do prehaps and choir, and so
mm-hmm.
I'm back to running kids to think
to the activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it's so neat that the important thing to me, music is just one example, there are many, but I grew up in a household where music was like kind of in the forefront of everything, you know. It was so I feel like having that available to children to learn how to appreciate good music, if there's no standard for what it sounds like or how to, you know, I just think it teaches them how to appreciate good music, such that maybe they won't be so tempted later to seek out junk music, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't even sound good. You know, you don't know what a real choir, like, I shouldn't say a real choir, but a choir singing real music sounds like, unless you've experienced it. And these, you know, like coming in, people coming into the original market, you know, that's been a huge amount of feedback. Like, these people sound like angels. You know, there's some people haven't ever heard what it sounds like to sing nicely, you know? So yeah. I think that's really neat for kids to learn at an early age. We had, you know, it was kind of combined with day circle. And I mean, we had our little singing things. Remember the big wheel, though, that Stoney?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, no,
somebody was teaching us. I feel like Karen Illichel.
No, your mother, your mom attached to me. I totally saying, you know, you when the opening song starts, you need to be sitting there because that's the first sermon. And then you hear the second sermon when the next song is saying. And then it's the sermon, and then there's another song. Like there's many sermons in going to church. So don't just think you can just run around until the last verse of the last song and then go sit down.
I was thinking, too, like, you kind of took over, Michelle, a bunch of Audrey's stuff. Because Audrey was so busy all the way up to when she just couldn't anymore. You know, but
Audrey did a lot of things. We have no idea what she did.
Yeah.
You know, things that just started slipping through the cracks because she just did it. Nobody knew it was even a thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while, it was a lot of just basically trying to figure out how did the church run because Audrey did it all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of incredible how so much of that documentation, like if we have kind of a revolving, like you were saying at the choir directors, that integral person, you know, somehow we have to figure out how to hand off those little tasks. So yeah, Amy and I just went to the publications and bookstore meeting this weekend. So we have, it'll be fun to reach out. They're really encouraging us to reach out to each, maybe not each person, but like to more of the congregation to see, you know, kind of what people feel the needs are, what they might be willing to contribute. You know, so it's like, how do you approach that without it taking 2 years, you know, but also, you know, so that people would feel free to share whatever they feel they can do or want to do or like to do, and then how that can fit in with the bigger picture of everything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
More recently, what is it, about a year? Is it a year that Rick has been in here?
Yeah.
So that has been a gift in a lot of ways. I just had thoughts about no matter where you go, I shouldn't say it's not 100% of the time, but probably like 70 to 80% of the time. If you go in the gas station or you go in the grocery store, or you go in the dollar store, or you're driving or walking down the road or you're anywhere, you're bound to run into somebody. So it's just kind of a neat dynamic. It's one of those things that I think small town life helps sort of protect you in the way that, like, not like people are watching you, but you just, I don't know. You just can't, like, lead two lives very easily.
Yeah, yeah. You know? You have to hold certain standards. So.
Yeah. And it's just, it's a comforting, you know, it's nice to see people, but it's also, like, it's just a safe place, kind of, in a number of ways, to be in a small town. And then a lot of people own businesses. A lot of people work together. You know, it's a interesting dynamic to be here and to have such a big congregation. Going back to people visiting, how do we start welcoming or how do they start getting to know people here?
Well, when we had, so just in last year, the year and a half ago or something, the Home and Family and the Youth Committee split. So I was on the Home and Family Committee, and then when they, you know, divided into two committees, I went to the Youth Committee. But when I was on the Home and Family Committee, we did organized visiting, and we tried to do it like every other month, you know, just because life is busy. And lots of times it was the same hosts that were hosting and just different people that would be visitors. But I was one of the planners of it. And so then, like, Joan and Bud have a cabin on Stony Lake. And so I was like, hey, Joan, we're having organized visiting. You want to be part of it? And, oh, yeah, she wanted to host. And she was just so excited to have, you know, just like random people from the congregation be assigned to go to her cabin to visit. You know, she just was like, that was the greatest thing ever to, like, get to know us, you know?
Yeah.
But now they haven't had organized visiting since the change in the committee. So, but I know that there was like a pretty constant, like about five or six families that, you know, they're going to sign up, you know, they're going to for sure. Mm-hmm. And then there was other people that, you know, I mean, if you're having a retirement party or whatever, like, you don't sign up for that day because you already have plans or whatever. Or I felt like people really enjoyed, but it took a little bit of legwork on the backside, you know, like someone has to do it.
But. Yeah, no, we appreciated it when we were able to make it. You know, there are times where we're in the cities for this or that, or, you know, speaking of that, I mean, we're close enough to the cities where it feels like you kind of have to go to things, but far enough away that it's kind of a commitment. You know, you're gone for at minimum a day, if not the weekend, which is nice to make it down for, you know, weddings or whatnot, for family and that. But I was going to say, for people that are maybe newer to the congregation or that just want to be more involved, you know, don't be afraid to, or come to the activities that are planned, whether it's even just Bible class or evening church. Recently, we've started, for the younger couples in the congregation, we've started Young Couples Haps every third Sunday, which has been a really nice time to gather. And if you're asked to serve on a committee or in some way in the church, you know, be free to do it. It can be, I know, speaking from my own experience, it can be a little bit begrudging maybe to go serve in your duties, but when you can and when you do, it's always a good thing to do, a good place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, too, in the spring, we have a service action, and I always try to encourage my kids to do a service and then buy a service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it doesn't work for every family. Everyone has their own whatever, but I just feel like if you, like, throw your kids in the center of it, you know, like, hey, I'm sorry. I mean, like, we're doing this, and they're coming over, you know, it just, like, it's just, you just don't know where the friendships or the connections are going to, like, first start and how long they're going to go on for. So I just feel like it's so good to just, you yourself have to be out and visit with people, and you have to be an example to your kids, but then you have to kind of encourage your kids to go out and meet other people and do things with other people. And
yeah,
you know, different ages and stages. And, you know, sometimes they do this with someone and then they don't do anything for a while, and then pretty soon they're like best friends again. And it's like, oh, I don't know what happened there, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Have you seen with the, your work at camp, what do you see with the youth from this area working out there?
Oh, they love it. Yeah.
That's what I've noticed too.
Yeah. It's super fun to be out there and see them, you know, like all these young kids that I saw go through school, you know, and they're kind of little bratty stages and whatever, and all of a sudden they're like grown up and cute, and, you know,
I know, like being leaders without
reason. Yeah. Here they are teaching all these young people to, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah, my kid raised it as, you know, he realized after Confo, like, there's no more camp, like, you're done. Now the only thing left to do is be a big. That's the only way you get to go back. And that they have ended up enjoying almost more.
Well, you do get more out of confirmations working at it than going to it. I went to confirmation, and then I begged at confirmation, and then I worked in the office for a summer, and then I've been out at Stony for many years. So
yeah, I love being out there. It's just so fun.
Yeah, that is really nice and convenient, relatively convenient for our, you know, us in our area. Stony's a half hour away from the church here.
you know, when you think of perspective, like people who have to go 8 hours, I mean, thankfully they're starting to get more of these centralized opportunities for those that live further out. But like, you know, our kids can go to every single thing that's out there if we want to. It's just a crazy privilege.
It's a great way to meet people, and just you're just isolated out there, and it's just so peaceful.
It is, yes. Yeah. It's just so, so simple. Wash the table, put the food in the oven, wash the dishes. There's nothing to distract you, you know. It's a privilege and a joy to be out there for sure. I don't have anything real formal from here forward. Do you guys have any other thoughts about looking forward to services? A lot of planning going on now.
Yeah, things are ramping up. It's going to be a busy time. It's only going to get busier through services.
Yeah.
It's nice to be on this side of it, though, where we can be the hosts and serve in a deeper capacity. It's always nice to be able to go and participate and enjoy and just be a part of the services, but to be able to serve the rest of the believers will be a nice time.
You know, you look at all of the different details that are in there and feel like, how in the world is this going to come together? But it's happened for 40, probably getting close to 40 years. So I imagine as long as we show up and do what the papers say, it'll be pulled off yet again, but that's exciting.
But with any of the jobs that we're asked to do, being no matter how big or small, you find that you build these little relationships and friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And the fellowship that you have in the different committee meetings, or even just being here cleaning church in the evenings and visiting with people that you don't normally visit with, you have the opportunity to build new friendships and deeper relationships.
Well, thank you all for coming to visit today, and we'll catch up again sometime. Good night and good space.
Good space.